So welcome back to the last day of the Medicine of Mindset Summit. I have enjoyed so much being with you all week long, and now I know you might feel like your pitcher is full and there's information running over top of the edges. You might even use the word overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed with all this information. And what I want to do in this little mini session with you today is help you understand how you can take what you've been learning and compartmentalize it, because truly the experts that we've had and the information that they've shared could be a lifetime of learning. You might have connected with one or two people and you want to buy their book, or maybe you're starting to listen to their podcast. Maybe you've downloaded their free gift, or if you have done a VIP upgrade, maybe the VIP gift, all right? And by the way, there's still time for you to upgrade to become a VIP so that you can have this entire collection for the rest of your life. All right. So as you go through your experience with us this week, what in your mind, or what, you know, if you have to write down three things, maybe it's a speaker's name or something that you learned, what would be the top three highlights of this week? And if you were just to write those down, that is a really good indicator of what resonated with you the most, or what maybe challenged your belief systems the most, right? Dr. Joe Dispenza says that we live in our familiar past, and our familiar past really dictates our predictable future. And so we've got, like, think of two sides of a riverbank, and in the middle, there's this bridge, and you're standing on this bridge, but you're being pulled into a life based on your familiar past, because that's what you know. And Dr. Dispenza even says, in that familiar past, over 50% of what we believe has happened to us isn't exactly what happened. We can find ways to, you know, recreate or make something feel much bigger than it actually was. And then we use that to create that predictable future. And so what he says is that the present moment is where we have the most impact in our life. Because when we're living in our present moment, a choice I make right now can then impact the future self of me. And I'm no longer relying on my familiar past to lay the groundwork for my predictable future, right? I hope this week some of your thought processes have changed, because we know that of the 60 to 70,000 thoughts that we think in a day, 80 to 90% of those are the same as they were yesterday, last week, last month, last year. And if we're looking to make transformational change, and I know the word transform, I believe, has been overused. I think we see lots of these shows on TV where, you know, in 3 months or 6 months, someone looks completely different, and we hang on to the word transform as that. But transformation just simply means the process of change. And I think as a society, we have gotten so hung up on what is the destination point. I have not succeeded until I get there. Until I'm a certain size, until I think all these different thoughts. And I feel that's one of the biggest mistakes we can make. Out of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that I have worked with over the past 15 years on their movement that connects into their mindset, that connects into their motivation, when we are stuck on the destination point, there's a very high probability that success is not going to happen in the way you want it to. All right. You're going to get frustrated and you might just stop. So the whole purpose of what Dr. Joe Dispenza is telling us is that in order to make these changes, we need to start rewiring what's going on up here, and we need to start making those thoughts different. So how are you doing that? And it could be just as simple as writing down the top three moments of this week. And we still have the, you know, this whole last day of speakers to go. And there's some amazing speakers coming up today. They're going to educate and inspire you in a really amazing way. So that's what I mean about starting to change up that routine. What about simple things? And they do seem ridiculous, but what about simple things like brushing your teeth with the other hand, sleeping on the opposite side of your bed? Like, those are just two super simple examples of ways that your mind's like, wait, whoa, what's happening here? All right. So that's the first piece that I wanted to really, you know, connect with you today on is how can you make this living and breathing? I know for some people, they like to put little reminders into their phone. So like once a month, maybe you can go back and take an evening to watch one of the half hour, 45 minute interviews that you would have with the VIP lifetime access. That could be another amazing way to keep your learning living as long as you can. You've heard me say throughout this week in a few of, you know, as I've been talking to some of our amazing experts, that information is simply information. When you heard one of our speakers chat with you and they told you something and you were like, whoa, that's really cool. Information is simply information. When you start to take that information and actively do something with it, it becomes education. And when you take that education and you start living it daily, monthly, and yearly, it becomes wisdom. And I think body wisdom is one of the pieces that we do lack. And we lack it because of the mind-body connection and how sometimes we feel like the two pieces live on different planets. Now, remember that thoughts are the language of our mind and feelings are the language of our body. So once we start to change those thoughts, we can start to change what's going on in our body and vice versa. And so that's why I'm a huge proponent of movement. We talked in these little mini sessions about diaphragmatic breathing a few days ago. I showed you the 5 Pilates spinal movements, which are really key. You hopefully watched the session that Russell Mariani was talking to me about hydration and, you know, sipping versus chugging your water and how we can make sure that we are supporting our body from a cellular structure. All right. And so these really simple hints and tips and tricks become part of your routine, become part of your habits and what I like to call my in rituals. What are those things in my day that I'm doing that my present self is choosing to do to nurture my future self? I call those my in rituals because they enrich my life and they become habitual. Now, one of the pieces that I missed in one of my mini sessions that I wanted to just quickly chat with you about today before we get on with the rest of our day is posture. All right. And so posture is so important on so many levels. And I want to give you my 2 quick hints about standing posture and seated posture that can completely change the way your body functions. All right. So I know you can't see my feet, but just imagine if you can stand up with me. Now our feet have 26 bones in each foot. That's 52 bones combined. There's a big bone at the back, our heel bone, called our calcaneus. Now our calcaneus is really what roots us into the ground. And what a lot of us do is we actually, and you're gonna see my body move toward you. We place a lot of weight in the forefoot, into the pads of the toes, the front of the foot. And those are all little tiny bones. Those little tiny bones that are meant for movement, like our hands have lots of tiny bones. Our spine has lots of tiny bones. So there's lots of movement. Our long arm bones and our long leg bones are stability bones. Yet we have 26 bones in each foot. We bear too much of our weight forward on that foot. And then here's what happens. Our big quadricep muscles in the front of our legs turn on. Our glute muscles at the back of our body and our hamstrings go on an almost permanent vacation. The calf muscles that live at the back of the leg between the knee and the ankle are overworking and they're helping out the quads. We shift our body forward. We're living on a planet with gravity. We take a lot of unnecessary stress and tension in through our low back. We start to get this forward head posture and forward shoulder posture. And we believe that it's aging And that's just a part of aging. So we should just anticipate, we should just expect that to happen in our body. And it's not the case. All right. So here is the magic formula for standing posture. You should have about 60% of your weight back on your heels and about 40% of your weight across the widest part of your foot, not under the toe pads. So these are my feet, not under the toe pads, not under the fingers, the fingertips. These are your toe pads, but under the widest part of your foot. Those are called your metatarsals. When you're 60% back in your heels and 40% across the widest part of your foot, and then you take your head, this bowling ball, and you place it back in space as if you were driving a vehicle or sitting in a vehicle, and you put the back of your head gently against the headrest. Now you have positioned both the top and the bottom of the skeleton. And then what happens in the middle is quite magical. You might feel some discomfort. You might feel some burning sensations in your muscles. And that, my friends, is fatigue. That is a skeleton that is being properly weighted, and there's muscles being asked to do something that maybe they haven't done in a really long time. So you might feel fatigue in the back of your knees. You might feel your calves. You might feel your low back. And that, unless it's sharp and shooting discomfort, I want you to be practicing this every single day. All right. It is never too late to start to optimize our posture. Your toes are facing straight ahead. So many of us live with this turnout that creates lots of issues in our low back, our hips, our SI joint. We get sciatica, all these kinds of things. All right. Arthritis is like rheumatoid arthritis falls under the category of autoimmune. Yes, I understand that. But osteoarthritis, people think it's genetic, because their mom might have had it or their grandpa might have had it. But osteoarthritis truly is just the result of our structure being less than optimized for decades and decades and decades, and the wear and tear that goes on with that. So it doesn't have to be for you. We can't reverse the hands of time and get rid of that arthritis, but we can slow the progression a lot when we start to understand where our body is in space. And when our body feels good, our brain gets to work in a different way. We say different words to ourselves. Our brain and our mind hear those things, and that goes a long way to improving our mindset. Now, from a seated perspective, the bony butt bones, when you're sitting, become our feet. We want to make sure we're sitting right on top of those butt bones, not reached forward, not tailbone tucked under, not booty sticking back, but right on top. And when you feel like you're right on top, you're going to feel this band of muscle around you called the transverse abs hold you, support you. And all of that plugs into these energy centers that run along our spine known as our chakras. And there's so much to be said around our emotional health and our spiritual health and our physical health, our mental health, when we have alignment. All right. We can flourish when things are in alignment. You know that when your values are being tested and you're making decisions that doesn't just feel right, that's an alignment. You know, you're saying one thing, but does it align with what you believe in? It's just the same thing with the physical body. And then when you're sitting, you want to do your best to have your feet on the floor, especially if you're like on calls all day. And if you can have the hip a little bit above the knee, that helps a muscle called the psoas out that attaches from your leg to your spine. And then just again, that head back on that invisible headrest and nice wide collarbones. And so this really quick tutorial on posture was intended to be at the back end of, you know, how do you make this summit something that you live? And so I wanted to give you some of that information. I wanted to finish with this posture piece because it is so simple, but yet it's like, it just permeates throughout so much of our lives. And these simple ways of educating you to educate your body are what I'm so passionate about and what I love doing the most. And so I want you to enjoy this last day of the Medicine of Mindset Summit. I can tell you that these 50 plus speakers have hearts of gold and want to leave a legacy on this planet to make humanity better. And as the receivers of that information, I hope that you are starting to see how that can actually happen. My hope for you is that you've been educated. You've been inspired to take some sort of beautiful action. Maybe you've been humbled a little bit. I'm sure that there have been speakers that have made you laugh, that have made you cry, that have made you really angry or frustrated if they're challenging something pretty deeply rooted in your belief system. I hope you've experienced all of that. That's what this really was meant to be. And understanding again that before medicine came in a bottle manufactured in a lab, that medicine came from Mother Earth, medicine comes from within us. And if you've watched the video or the interview with Marcy Shymoff, her and I did your right hand above your heart. So if you want to join me in doing that, the heart rhythm coherence, right? And so hand on heart is a way to really kick in the release of oxytocin, the really yummy love hormone in our body. And so with this last little mini session that I get to spend some time with you on, I just want to extend my deepest appreciation to each and every one of you for saying yes. It's not a mistake that you saw this summit. It's the first time we've done it. We really want to be back year after year after year, bringing you all this new amazing information so that you can become better versions of yourselves. And then like a pebble that gets thrown into a lake, your impact gets to permeate out exponentially to the people who you have in your life. And that's how we actually start to change humanity. It's just one beating heart at a time. So from me to you, thank you so much for being a part of the Medicine of Mindset Summit, and enjoy this last day. Thank you so much for realizing that you are worth it.